I would not fuck an Israeli policewoman up her ass for her entire net worth, or even let her suck my dick. So I was broken up in Israel, and like when I was having like issues over issues like this, I was like walking around in like messed up clothes, and they were like pulling me over and checking me for like cannabis, even for the fake shit. If they catch you with the fake Mr. Nice Guy shit in Israel, they're like, oh no, we got to take you to jail. Hemp in Israel, like as an issue. Well, they build everything in Israel out of like stone. Like they have no fucking taste in style and clothing. Like Jerusalem is just like the city of not even Rococo architecture, just cocoa, just made out of plain stone and wood. So like, you know, hemp growing in Israel, like I wanted to do something good for the country. I actually was like a naive believer in that whole like Ahavat Israel thing. It's Ahavat Kesef, and anyone who doesn't think otherwise is a whole different kind of fool. And I like money too. I don't love it, but I like it. I want money. I want a better lifestyle. Let's put it that way. And to be creative. So like hemp is an issue. Like Bedouins living in their tents with their rugs. Like you can make like extravagant, like, you know, Turkish rugs out of hemp, like with like great designs, and sell them for like thousands of dollars. Like you could probably make like a real magic carpet out of the stuff. I don't want to talk about magic carpets anyway, but I think it's an issue in Arabia too, like in Arabic folklore too, like the hash thing and the hashishines. And so like Israeli cops, like, you know, and I was intimidated, like a really good looking, like Jewish female in Israel decked out in like military gear with guns, like pulling me over to like, you know, do like a de facto strip search for Mr. Nice Guy, not the real weed or real cannabis. Bitch, I wouldn't let you suck it for your entire net worth. I don't give a fuck about you. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. At Israeli police force, I don't give a fuck about those fools. Because they were like, they took me into the office in the old city too, and they were like scanning my tobacco to make sure it wasn't laced with any medicine. That's how twisted these geeks are. And let me think here. Yeah. You know, military gear. This is how it's coming down. Like awesome, cold weather inspired military gear. Ukubot, artificial intelligence and fashions with $2 signs and an exclamation point. She downsizes the fashion industry. She downsizes most of them, if not all of them. You know, just the like permutations and infinite variations and designs you can do on like the cold weather theme from Outer Mongolia, with like all the animals you can imagine out there, like wolves and bears and lions, and you know, all that can be on the fur. But we aren't killing animals. We're doing it humane. We're making it out of hemp. or we might be killing a few animals, but not the four-legged kind, or killing their careers anyway. But you know, it's America with a K, and this is canine themed fashion. You know, the wolf. We went with wolves and owls for our spirit animals on this brand. And so where was I? Yeah, like law enforcement chicks and the hemp issue. Bitch, suck it. I don't give a fuck about you. Mercenaries for corporations, like dressed up and looking sexy with authority, is like a hell of an intimidating thing. And it's like a turn on until you realize that they're like just geeks working for like pulp timber when cannabis and hemp is like thousands and thousands and thousands of times like more ecologically friendly. And the real like sexy battle strategists like working on the stuff are dudes like Christopher Crosby, like a random like kind of nappy, sometimes not smelling the best, quote-unquote, nigger from Alameda County. So we flipped the script, and the script ain't even written on paper. It's made on hemp, and it's not even written on hemp. It's typed on the internet. Because it's that loaded, like the Matrix is that loaded. So I was fighting the best in the business, Lance Noble, deployed to Berkeley by his cronies in Europe, or whoever he works for. And this guy had manufactured credibility, like 40 years in journalism, reporting on the biggest like European business interest. And everybody, including my own mother, gobbled the spiel down hook, line, and sinker. For your information, Berkeley is the place of free speech politics. And it probably ain't a coincidence that there's one and only one, quote unquote, credible online digital media outlet, quote unquote, serving Berkeley and the world, and probably, ideally, at least in their future, business plans, business, not .org, not .philanthropic, business plans for the galaxy. Battling over Sisi has been a long fought ordeal thing. No one in the media would answer my inquiries to publish the murder of Sisi by the government. But in the end, there's a little thing called the court of public opinion. And Sisi's legal materials study buddy, Jesse Gilbert, when locked down, also read public relations strategies books by Ivy Lee. Ever heard of Ivy Lee? So Ivy Lee was a contemporary of Bernays back in the days, who was controversial for working for Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich. It's not as cut and dry. It's not as cut and dry. Speaking of like cut and dry, like I think they were doing like dye fabrications for like, you know, Nazi flags and stuff. With the swastika, also a Mongolian Tengri symbol. But yeah, you know, Germans had some good PR. Like they weren't huge on tobacco. The Germans knew already tobacco will kill you. They weren't going to like try to clamp down on it, like be all like geeked out popes. You can read a very tasteful bit of public relations from Joseph Goebbels, sterling penmanship. More morals, less moralism, or more moralism, less whatever it's called. It's on my site. And you can see the German outlook towards vice in society, in the type of policies that National Socialists had in mind. And it is progressive compared to America, who was, you know, banning hemp and pushing the tobacco thing with their PR hitman. Edward Bernays, who they all worship. Read it on the site. Read the quotes. All the media worship a geeky-looking Jew with zero sex appeal. But people like me cannot so much as cryogenically impregnate a female. The most modern, smoothest, and highest paid, and most effective of all the expert tribe of propagandists and Space Grabbers, editor and publisher, 1928. That's what they had to say about Edward Bernays. By the way, effective of all the expert tribe of propagandists and space grabbers, I don't know if they're talking about like PR strategists or Jews, but like among the Jewish people, like, you know, nations like Israel need like guys like this, or else they're just like dead turkeys in the PR game. And they dissed me, you know, it's not even worth a return email. So, you know, politically, the state of Israel is going to be in a different kind of swamp over this issue. A prophet to the people for the profit of his clients. New York World Telegram. Oh, Bernays is so gorgeous. The father of us all. The Washington Post. So, yeah, Bernays, and he was related to Sigmund Freud, another mediocre, wimpy-looking Jew. But guys like Jesse Gilbert, nah. Don't even let him have kids cryogenically. So, let's see here. Get chipped, bitches. I don't give a fuck about you.